I am in Manchester Central Library. I'm sitting here with Emma-Jane Unsworth ahead of her reading and a whole series of other people reading, including my old friend Chris Killen, who refuses to be interviewed today, by the way. I won't take it personally. Emma has been in the library most of the week and will be staying in the library because she's part of Chaos to Order. Before we talk about what you're actually doing here at the library, tell me what Manchester Central Library means to you.
Well, it's a central point of the city for me for many reasons. I love the building. The building's beautiful. And I've always kind of tried to come in here to write and take time. I used to love writing in the social sciences library with the dome. It's now the reading room, I think. And they've kept that intact with all the renovations, which I was so glad about because I was so precious about that room. I love it. And it means a great deal to me as part of the city and also now as a place of work and the symbolism of kind of books and what they've been in my life, but also because of the closures of libraries and the fact that so many of them and the arts in general have been under such threat. I think it's such an important symbol of sharing of ideas and spaces where people can come to use computers and talk and get books out for free. There was a guy I encountered in a corridor the other day, a German man, and he was just coming in to have a nosy while he was visiting the city, and he said to me, "I love your library, your library is amazing." And I said, "Thank you," as if it was mine, like the whole place, just taking ownership for it. But then I kind of thought, no, that's how it should feel.
It should feel, yes.
Like everyone should, who, you know, is from Manchester, should be able to say, "Thanks, yeah, this is my library, isn't it great?"
And it is everyone's library, because they've tried to reinvent it since it's refurbed. So it's, like you say, it's got film, it's got digital archives. Do you think that's working? Do you think more people are coming into the library than they used to, perhaps?
Yeah, I mean, I know from the number of people who've asked me for directions to the, you know, the media around the computer rooms, or where the computers, where do we get on the internet, I think people are definitely using it for that. From people that I've encountered, and just from looking around and seeing what people are up to in here.
Yeah, and it's a much busier space. When we're sitting in the performance space, you can probably hear some of the noise, people, there's bits of music. Upstairs in the library, there's a music library where you can play instruments, which is lovely. But tell me, this week, obviously everything are in here doing their creative thing, but what are you doing in the library?
This week I have been reading Frank O'Hara's lunch poems every lunchtime in the cafe while people are eating their lunch, and because that just felt like an appropriate thing to do and a good excuse to read some Frank O'Hara. And then I've also been offering a sort of any questions session in the evenings between 5 and 6 after work, in case people want to come and have a chat about their writing or about any aspect of writing process. I'm involved with a self-publishing collective, so quite often people are interested in talking about that, and then workshopping pieces. If they've got anything short extract wise that they want to talk through, then I'm very happy to do that as well. And then the event tonight.
I know, it's fantastic. And am I right in thinking you've got a Christmas anthology coming out?
That's right. It's called Curious Tales, and the website is curious-tales.com. And it's the six of us in the collective. It was set up by Jen Ashworth and Richard Hurst. And there's an artist called Beth Ward, who's brilliant and does beautiful illustrations. Myself, Richard Hurst, Jen Ashworth, Tom Fletcher and Alison Moore. And we're publishing a set of ghost stories on December the 6th. And it's going to be a limited edition, 500 copies, only print, so when they're gone, they're gone. And we're going to be touring them around spooky venues in the north, Lancaster Castle, and then a morgue in Prestwich. And various,
oh, my word.
Various great, gory places. So we're going to be doing readings and selling the books, because we did it last year and it worked really well. So we want to kind of do it every year if we possibly can fit it around our other writing and our other jobs.
Fantastic. We'll keep an eye out for that. Emma, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thanks, Susie.